This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend payments to the three nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it. If Mexico doesn't stop it.
The Trump administration says it will dramatically increase the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro or self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. The protest came a day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid. That process should begin within 20 days. The permission marks a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen others, including two teachers. It's not certain who fired the mortar round, and a government official tells VOA the incident is being investigated. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says five rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday, following a day of protest that saw Israeli troops kill four Palestinians near the territory's border. No casualties were reported and no Palestinian group claimed responsibility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on Saturday's protests.
Hamas rulers had pledged to keep people a safe distance from the border fence. But as the crowd swelled, protesters rushed forward, unfurling flags and throwing rocks and explosives towards Israeli military positions. The troops then fired tear gas and opened fire at the protesters. The fence protests have been aiming in large part at breaking the Israeli-Egyptian blockade on Gaza, but haven't delivered major improvements so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-corruption candidate Zuzana Kaputova has won Slovakia's presidential election, making her the country's first female head of state. Ms. Kaputova, who has almost no political experience, framed the election as a struggle between good and evil. At a victory rally, she called on all Slovakians to unite. With almost all the votes counted, she has won about 58% of the vote. Voters in Ukraine are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in the first round of the country's presidential election. The top three candidates are a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, the incumbent president, and a former prime minister who is running for president for the third time. The Rolling Stones announced Saturday they've postponed a tour of the U.S. and Canada to give singer Mick Jagger time to receive medical treatment. Reuters' Gavino Gray has more.
The Rolling Stones have postponed their tour of the United States and Canada so that lead singer Mick Jagger can receive medical care. The band on Saturday abruptly announced its decision to delay the tour, which it said was doctor's orders. A statement from the band read, Mick Jagger cannot go on tour at this time due to a needed, quote, medical treatment. No more details were provided about his condition. The singer lamented to his 1.6 million followers on Instagram, saying, I really hate letting you down like this.
Reuters' Gavino Gray reporting. The Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building, the Sydney Opera House, the Brandenburg Gate, the Acropolis, and many more iconic landmarks went dark at 8:30 local time Saturday night for Earth Hour, an annual call for local action on climate change. For all the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.